This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Here's where we are with the federal government shutdown. Short-term money will likely get approved this week, moving the shutdown deadline to December 20th. Another shutdown is possible then, with funding for the Trump administration's border wall still a sticking point. Meanwhile, many of those federal workers are still reeling from that month-long shutdown that started just before last Christmas. We've been staying in touch with Lila Johnson, an independent contractor who works at the Ag Department.
If I could retire, I will retire tomorrow. But I can't afford it. I cannot afford it. So that's why I'm at 72 years old still working.
My name is Lila Johnson. I work down at the Department of Agriculture as a contractor. Clean bathrooms from 6 to 10 at night. And I was working in that building for 22 years.
We just hope it don't be another shutdown, because last year, those 36 days was real hard. I had to go into my insurance company, life insurance company, and borrow money that I'm still paying back. I had no other choice, because I'm raising two great grands, so you know I had to provide for them as far as putting food on the table and paying my rent. I hadn't received anything, any money as far as back pay from the contractors that I'm working for, so that's why I'm still paying back the money that I borrow. Well, it's gonna be a low key holiday for me. I was planning on going to spend some time with my sister-in-law and my brother. But right now, I don't think that I'm going to be going out of town, splurging, spending money, because I don't know what's going to go on as far as this government shutdown. It really, truly makes me very angry. It makes me very angry for something like this to keep going on. Doesn't make any sense. That's what I was thinking about, filling out a application, maybe like a crossing guard or something like that. You know, that will still keep a little money coming into the home. So I'm just hoping, praying that I will be able to get something where I won't be stressed out like I did for the 36 days. I won't have to be going through that. I'd be more happy trying to find me something outside the government building.
Federal contractor Lila Johnson there.